fool!" snarled the Emperor, sending another wave of Sith lightning into Coda's back. "He will never be yours." Coda fell with his arms upraised, and the apprentice knew that it wasn't over yet. The moment of truth had arrived. Without hesitation, he stepped between Coda and the Emperor, taking the full brunt of the Sith lightning into his own body. The pain was incredible, searing every nerve back to its individual cells, skewering each of them on white-hot needles. He had never before felt anything like this. He wanted to recoil from the source, to curl into a ball and let unconsciousness take the pain away. But somehow, he stayed standing, seeing the world through a crackling blue light, and even took a step toward the Emperor. "Go!" he hissed at Coda. "Hurry!" The general hesitated only for a moment. He too had seen a glimpse of the future, the apprentice remembered. He knew that it came down to a simple choice. Him and the rebels, or the apprentice and darkness forever. Gathering up the rebels, he ushered them toward the descending ship. Another staggering, painful step, and the Emperor was within the apprentice's reach. With shaking fingers, he took the old man's bony shoulders in his hands and gripped them tight. The Sith lightning spread to engulf the two of them, fueled by both their desperations. The Emperor tipped back his head and howled in lascivious pain. Darkness threatened to envelop the apprentice's mind, but he clutched to consciousness with feverish will. He had to see this through. He had to. A squadron of stormtroopers ran into the room, led by a limping Darth Vader. They raised their blasters to gun down the rebels as they fled up the Rogue Shadow's ramp. "No!" the apprentice cried, dropping his defenses to strike one last time at the Imperials. Energy surged through him. He felt as though a star had blazed to life in his chest. Driven by concern for his friends rather than himself, he embraced the Force completely, utterly, and was rewarded with strength that made his efforts with the dark side look like those of a child. His nerves were on fire. Streamers of light radiated from his skin. His bones glowed like radiant lava. He saw, rather than felt, the massive shockwave that consumed a large portion of what remained of the observation dome. A glowing bubble of fire tore the stormtroopers to shreds and engulfed Vader and the Emperor. Shrapnel filled the air like dust caught in the beam of the Death Star's powerful laser. Tossed like a leaf, the Rogue Shadow fled in haste, ramp snapping shut on its precious cargo. The apprentice felt himself leaving his body again. Or was his body leaving him this time? He felt ripped apart by the energy that had flowed through him. Every cell was in shock. Every fiber shook. The fire on his face possessed no heat at all. His limbs felt as distant as the farthest arms of the galaxy. He was amazed there was enough left of him to think at all. Weakened by the blast, the dome's supports gave way. It collapsed into the super laser dish, triggering a series of conventional explosions. Stormtroopers converged on the site. Through the dense smoke, two figures were visible from the apprentice's rarefied perspective. Darth Vader struggled to his feet from the rubble, even more damaged than before. He reached out for support and found only his master scowling. Together, unspeaking, they searched the rubble. When they found what they were looking for, neither of them looked any happier for it.
"He is dead."
The Dark Lord gazed dispassionately at the body at their feet. "This moment," the apprentice thought. "I saw this." "Then he is now more powerful than ever." The Emperor glanced up, watching sourly as the Rogue Shadows sped away into the busy sky. "He was meant to root out the rebels, not give them hope. His sacrifice will only inspire them."
"But now we know who they are, my master. I will hunt them down and destroy them, as you always intended."
The Emperor waved him silent and turned to walk away.
"You must be relentless, Lord Vader. If even a single rebel survives."
But they did survive. the apprentice thought. They'll survive anything else you can throw at them. Darkness pressed in. He didn't fight it. Juno was safe. That was all he cared about now. He didn't need to be there to see what happened next. He could imagine well enough. With his last thought, he whispered his own name. Unnoticed by anyone, the Dark Lord raised a solid black boot heel and crushed his fallen apprentice's lightsaber to dust.